its current state on WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Michigan railroads employ thousands of workers, maintain thousands of miles of track, move millions of tons of freight, and generate billions of dollars. The system's health is crucial to commerce in the state. This week, railroad officials and experts gathered for a conference in Lansing. Current state Scott Pohl went to the conference to talk with David Kloss, a professor of business administration in the Department of Supply Chain Management at MSU's Broad College of Business, about the challenges facing the state's rail system.
There's really two different railroad industries in the state. One of them is heavily agriculture, and it's moving agricultural commodities primarily out of the state, or to processing and then out of the state. For that particular industry, it is absolutely critical to have a solid railroad industry, because it's the only way you can effectively ship many of the products. The alternative of shipping by truck is not really viable from a cost point of view and a volume point of view. The trucks it would require to move a train load of grain is just inconceivable. So that's part of it. The second part of the railroad industry in the state is the bringing in raw material components for the automotive industry. And in that case, many of them are containers. You got a combination of moving frames and chassis and the bigger components at a carload quantity, and then you got that smaller pieces. Many of the primary rail lines go east and west in the U.S., they bypass Michigan, with the exception of moving from Chicago up through Port Huron or Detroit. And so you've got two different combination of railroads. You got the Class 1 railroads, which are the big railroads, and they pretty much ignore the rest of Michigan other than the big lanes, and then you've got the short line railroads, which are the ones that deliver and bring commodities to the smaller cities and towns around Michigan.
Have those smaller railroads in Michigan faced bigger challenges than the big companies then, because of their size and because of connectivity issues?
In a way they have, and in a way they're advantaged. They have faced some of the challenges because of their smaller sizes. They don't have the capital structure to invest in infrastructure, invest in equipment. At the same time, they're incredibly more flexible. They're very entrepreneurial. Some of the smaller railroads may only have 10 to 20 employees, and they're typically not unionized, so they have a whole lot of flexibility in terms of what they can do. The challenge they face is interfacing to the Class 1s, getting the access to move their cars onto the Class 1 tracks and get that interchange. And the Class 1s, while supportive, are not really, they don't view it as their primary responsibility to do it. So, and Class 1s, at least at this point, are heavily focused on large shippers. They want to deal with people that have a large number of carloads, and that's their primary focus. So interfacing with a short line railroad that has, you know, 5 to 10 cars doesn't get real excited and doesn't get a lot of interest.
What can you give me as examples of these smaller operations that might be in this area, perhaps, that people see their trains, and whether there's service in northern Michigan, even the UP? Are there shortages of rail services in some parts of Michigan?
There are definitely shortages of rail services, particularly in the northern part of the state. The panel we were just on with Lake State Railways, Blissfield and Adrian Railway is a major one around here. Has the tracks in Charlotte and Adrian and up through Lansing. So a lot of the tracks that used to be Conrail or Norfolk Southern or CSX are now one of these short line railroads that's really run very effectively by an entrepreneur. And he's growing. He provides good service. And it's a good service for the shippers around this region of the state.
Are there things that the railroad industry in Michigan needs to do to be to remain competitive or become more competitive against the alternatives like trucking?
I don't think that trucking is necessarily an alternative. I mean, certainly it is, on an individual shipment basis. But given the volumes that we're having to move, the combination of the fuel costs related to trucking and the driver shortage is putting a lot of interest at shifting volumes to rail. And when you're dealing with the agricultural products, there's just simply no choice. You've got to make that shift. The critical parts for the railroad industry in the state, I think, is to come up with ways to aggregate products in the state as an alternative to aggregating them in Chicago or aggregating them in Ohio or Indiana for that matter. But Chicago and Ohio are the two major ones. So intermodal hubs where agricultural product could be brought in a truck, possibly processed, but then loaded on a train to get out. And the same thing in the southeast part of the state. Right now we have four intermodal hubs, and we recently had a workshop with some of the automotive companies, some of the shippers out of Detroit, and said the solution is not four small intermodal hubs, it's one big one. And starting to realize to put that investment in infrastructure is really the way to go, instead of discussing ways to make the existing infrastructure work.
When you consider the industries that use railways, what do they need to do to better make use of the railways that we have in Michigan? Are there things Michigan industry can do to take better advantage of the rail system we have?
The big challenge in using the rails has always been uncertainty, delivery uncertainty. And when there's delivery uncertainty, it usually translates into more inventories, delays, or shutting down plants, and that's just become prohibitive in today's infrastructure or today's industry. And we see this in a broader sense in terms of supply chain, that companies have sort of designed their supply chains assuming maybe a lot of all the transport movements or the movements on lanes and transportation take 5 days on average. The shift in the railway industry is you need to understand which lanes take 5 days and make sure you get at least some of the critical ones so that they operate on time. You know, so you target specific lanes and say these are the ones we're going to focus on, and what do we need to do to make those reliable? And those hopefully are the high volume ones. So you don't try to solve the whole problem. You try to solve the problem by focusing on key components and identifying ways to get those to be reliable.
David Close is an expert in supply chain management at Michigan State University. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Scott. Thanks for the opportunity.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.